Asher on the Moog synthesizer, Jumpin' Jack Flash, the song, of course, off of a 1969 Columbia LP called Switched on Rock, The Moog Machine. Welcome to Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. My name is Cliff Nesteroff, and we have a lot of comedy records for you, stuff that is funny. We're going to play a lot of records that aren't comedy records but are unintentionally funny as well. Plenty of Vegas lounge-style schlock for your masochistic ears today as well. Gonna listen to some Alan and Rossi, Bill Murray, Christopher Guest, Stan Freberg, Bob Hope's sidekick Jerry Colonna, Mickey Katz, Jimmy Durante, the Smothers Brothers, Joe Raposo, and music from the Electric Company, as well as some weird reactionary late 60s right-wing garage rock, and plenty more dementia on the show today. Let's start off with a great novelty tune from Peter Sellers with Sophia Loren.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, a flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, boom, boom. Boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. From New Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outboxed. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up beriberi and the dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really foxed.
Oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom, boom.
I like it.
Boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it
Shall
is.
Shall I lie down?
Yes.
My initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well.
Put two and two together.
Four.
If you have eyes to see,
yes,
the face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do, for my heart is jumping too.
Oh,
we go boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Goodness gracious.
How audacious.
Goodness gracious.
How flirtatious.
Goodness gracious.
It is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
America's number one comedy team, Marty Allen and Steve Rossi.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time I'd like you to meet a young fella who drives all the girls crazy. How about a nice welcome for my partner, Marty Allen. Right away, huh?
Hello there. I'd like to read you page 5 of the Tropic of Cancer. Okay. This brought... Now I lay me down to slumber. I pray to God I hit my number. If I should die before I wake, put $5 on number 8. Double your pleasure, double your fun. Get yourself 2 broads instead of just 1. I made it up. Might as well enjoy yourself, the flamingo's on fire. Roses are reddish, violets are bluish. If it wasn't for Christmas, the whole world be Jewish. I want to thank Helen Curtis for the job she did on me. Next time, I hope she does my hair. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, and I'll show you a house full of dirt. I made it up.
Hey, asswipe, where'd you get that Sansucci amplifier?
I got it at Stereos and Stuff, Jagoff, and it only cost me $9.99.
$9.99? What a deal! For the amplifier and the tuner?
Yeah, that's not all, shitface. I also got an anti-static record cloth and two HLH Crowd Quadio Quattro Quirk 3000 speakers that you're drooling all over, scumbag.
Only $9.99? I must be some sort of Neanderthal for not having gone down to Stereos and Stuff and got one already. I gotta fire up some money. Gotta come head up my ass sometimes.
If you've got your head up your ass about Stereos, come to Stereos and Such, located at the Bergen Shopping Mall.
Together.
Together. Together. Together.
Let us explore the stars.
Let us explore the stars.
Together.
Together. Together. Together.
Conquer the desert.
Conquer the desert.
Eradicate disease. Ocean depth.
At the ocean depth.
Together.
Together. Together. Together. Together.
Let us explore the stars.
Let us explore the stars.
All this will not be finished.
All this will not be finished.
In the first 100 days.
First 1,000 days.
Nor in the life
of this administration.
Nor even perhaps in our lifetime.
On this planet.
But let us begin. Together, let us explore the stars. Conquer the desert. Eradicate disease. Tap the ocean depth.
Mayor Pennypacker, how's it look for re-election?
Great, great, great. Never looked better.
Yeah, what about the Indian vote?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not too popular with the Indians. They could lose you the election.
That's possible?
Well, they outnumber us.
Well, that's the trouble. You give them an inch and they take over.
But, Mayor, they were here before we were. We moved in on them.
So we did. Well, there's just something about them. They wear funny shoes. They don't even have buckles on them.
Be that as it may, election is Friday. You better make some gesture this week.
Like what?
Well, how about if you make a concession and pick an Indian as a running mate? You'd be sure to carry the Indian block.
What? Anything happened to me, you'd have a mayor that wasn't a Puritan. He'd probably take orders directly from Chief Powhatan.
Yeah.
Say, I got it. The big luncheon tomorrow. The one under the trees.
What about it?
We'll ask an Indian. That'll impress the rest of them.
We could even announce you're going to put one in your cabinet.
No need to go that far. Just have one to lunch.
It'll be great press.
Mayor Pennypacker comes out for equality. Justice. votes. What a slogan, take an Indian to lunch this week. Show him we're a regular bunch this week. Show him we're as liberal as can be. Let him know he's almost as good as we. Make a feathered friend feel fed this week. Overlook the fact he's red this week. Let him share our Quaker oats, 'cause he's useful when he votes. Take an Indian to lunch.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we tolerate? Indians, Indians, rah, rah, rah. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Let him sit right down and munch this week.
Let's give in and all do the brotherhood bit. Just make sure we don't make a habit of it. Take an Indian to dine this week. Show him we don't draw the line this week. We know everyone can't be as American as we. After all, we came over on the Mayflower. Take an Indian. Not a wooden Indian, but a real life Indian to lunch.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask not.
Ask not.
Ask not. Ask not what your country can do.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man. Let us never negotiate out of fear.
Let us never negotiate, negotiate, negotiate. Let us never negotiate, negotiate out of fear.
But let us never fear to negotiate.
But let us never fear to negotiate, negotiate, negotiate.
Your country can do for you.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask not.
Ask not.
Ask not.
Ask not.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Ask what you can do for your country. Country.
A classic and very rare pair of cuts from one of my all-time favorite comedy records, Sing Along with JFK. Rather self-explanatory, JFK speeches set to music. Released on the Reprise label in 1963, just mere weeks before Kennedy's assassination, it was then pulled from the shelves soon after, which accounts for its scarcity. The album was conceived by a comedy writer named George Atkins, who had written for cartoons like The Jetsons, The Dick Tracy Show, The Bullwinkle Show, one of the all-time greats, and he also went on to write for the Mary Tyler Moore sitcom. So, Sing Along with JFK. In between the two JFK songs, we heard Stan Freberg, Take an Indian to Lunch, a sarcastic satire of white liberal guilt, which probably indirectly or maybe directly influenced David Cross and Bob Odenkirk when they sang a song on an episode of Mr. Show directed to Native Americans called We Forgive You. Freberg's scathing take on the racist whites, the so-called founding fathers of America, won him a lot of applause from the Native American community, who could easily grasp the sharp satire that a lot of Christian whites were often too oblivious to understand. That track was off the famous LP Stan Freberg Presents the United States of America. We heard the only bit I know of in existence that features Bill Murray sparring with his brother in a comedy sketch, Brian Doyle Murray. Their faux ad for Stereos and Such is off the National Lampoon record That's Not Funny, That's Sick. Before that, we heard the comedy team of Allen and Rossi, consisting of Marty Allen and Steve Rossi. Some pretty dated comedy, including a joke about the then-banned Henry Miller novel, The Tropic of Cancer. Off their very first comedy LP on ABC Paramount Records, Hello Dare, Allen and Rossi live at the Sands, Las Vegas. And Marty Allen is still alive at the age of 84. And as far as I know, still performing primarily on the cruise ship circuit. He starred in some real low-budget exploitation films in the 1970s as well, as did a lot of comedians of his era for some reason. Jackie Vernon starred in The Microwave Massacre. Henny Youngman was in The Gorgor Girls. And Marty Allen was in The Ballad of Billy Blue, which was a Christian action film starring Ray Danton and Eric Estrada, which you can read all about way back in issue number one of my zine, Generation Exploitation. And we started off this set of novelty with a track from Peter Sellers doing his South Asian voice, which he did in two films, most famously in The Party, but also in a real mediocre movie called The Millionaire's, which co-starred the woman we heard in that track, Sophia Loren. The song is off an album on Angel Records, which was primarily a classical music label, and this record was put out to help promote that movie, The Millionaire's, although it contains nothing on it that was featured in the movie, with the very exception of a screen grab on the cover of the album. Of course, this character that Sellers did was the source of much controversy in the Indian community, and India's greatest filmmaker, Satyajit Ray, considered The Party one of the most deplorable and racist things he had ever seen. But regardless, I think we can agree that Goodness Gracious Me is an entertaining song, without question. And now I want to jump into a set of novelty comedy records, all with a Yiddish theme, and I thought we'd start off with a former member of Spike Jonze and his City Slickers who decided to branch off on his own and record novelty records, except with a Yiddish theme. This is Mickey Katz.
Cigarette, darling.
Ma chérie, a glaser les ciertures. Oh, when I look on you, is burned by me a fire. Oh, baby, be mine guest and have a kiss from my air. Oh, my heart is burning like a Roman candle. Come to Papi Bubble, I'm your continental.
Then I'll melt you with a smartie in the kuss.
I will switch in some secluded Randy's voice.
Oh, my darling, please, Marcel, don't be late.
Don't forget your shaitel and your upper plate. Oh, you excite me, you snuff net to go now. I'm feeling very schwach. Oh, man, me dug it out. You're a Jezebel, a vampire, such a clique. You surprised me, girl, I'm gone, just playing me shige. Don't pity me.
Abrach Munes! Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow.
Love me tonight, there'll be not toy there of tomorrow. I'm chimaliet, I'm fablonjet in a trance.
Je vous ai dit, darling, shall we dance?
Killing Meyer, although it's a Mechaya, my little Matze Breyer, please put out the fire. Just like great lovers you see on the television. Oh, I'm zooming you, girl, it's time for intermission. Don't pity me. I'll build a high skill if I you in the Pacific. Instead of I love you, we'll say aloha, Schmitschik. You'll climb naches when you get a kiss from my head. And the rippling waters will put out the fire.
Hee-haw, 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 hee-haw.
You're in the Amish lane, the Amish in the hame. You'll never get rich, you old gullets, you're in the Amish lane.
Sound off!
Ain't me!
Sound off!
Dry feel!
Sound off!
Ain't me! Dry feel!
Right here!
Inny, minny, miny, mo, the sergeant is a größer schmo. Attention, boys, what I say, the major is an old AK. Sound off!
Sound off!
Mazel tov!
Mazel tov!
Sound off! Mazel tov! Yep, whoop! Sand off,
sand off,
with yon
dub,
sand off, with yon dub, whoop, whoop,
heep up.
Bugler boost, it's time to get up. This all a buzz and fun sein Kopf. You mag for morgen bis geloven. Euer Glück hat ihr getroffen. Sand off,
sand off,
Kopper off,
Kopper off,
sand off, Kopper off, yep, whoop,
heep up.
Der Captain schreit, go shoot the target. Dort kommen während der Haget. Inspection you should never miss. Man legt den Pachlis auf den Tisch.
Sound off.
Ein, zwei.
Sound off.
Drei, vier.
Sound off.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier.
Drei, vier.
Der Private fährt darum die Welt. Von Lebach, he don't got much Geld. Der Colonel kriegt ein fetter Check. Der General, he just fades weg. Attention! Shoulders right, right shoulders, plates is left.
All my life, I've been singing Jewish songs and telling Jewish stories. The reason I delight in telling Jewish stories is because it affords me an opportunity to use Mama Lushen. The reason they call it Mama Lushen is because when the Mama Red verliert der Tate dem Lushen.
I want to just take a minute to thank Sidney Spears for the very generous introduction he gave me. Huh? What'd I say? Sears. I said Spears for Shepherds Obama the Taino. Mein dentist soll er sehr neue haben von sein Weib, wie ich hoffe von seiner Taino. All right, translator. Sears, that's what I meant to say. Got stuck.
Every time I hear a lavish, generous, elaborate introduction, usually made by a program chairman or master of ceremonies who turns out to be a sophisticated rhetorician inebriated with the exuberance of his own verbosity. A program chairman who introduces us in such a sparkling, dazzling, brilliant, scholarly, pyrotechnical display of oratory that we don't recognize ourselves in these introductions until I mention our name. Every time I hear one of these introductions, it always reminds me of a synagogue that advertised for a cantor. And they requested that all those cantors who apply for this position bring a letter of recommendation from the synagogue where they previously served. One cantor came with a letter of recommendation that said, "This man is an angel. This man can be compared to Moses and to Shakespeare." When the committee read this letter of recommendation, they didn't even wait to hear him daven, didn't even wait to hear him conduct a service. They immediately engaged him. But when he conducted his first service, is a finster geworden in die Augen.
King.
He's a matzah man. He's gotta be a matzah man.
Break out! Hey, boogie woogie schmuggy down.
Gotta be
matzo man, look the way he walks.
Oy, my aching back. Oh, yeah, brach.
Oh, we gotta be a matzo man, look the way he talks.
Hey, Tush, what do you say if you grab a neck cream there?
He's got a Gucci yarmulke, and this is no jive.
I can eat more chicken liver than any man alive.
Oi, 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 hey!
Let's boogie, booby. Oi, boy, 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 boy. Work out there. Oh, shake your tukis. Oi, boy, 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 boy.
He's a matzo man.
Sweetheart, let me ask you a question here. You got a home in town?
Yeah, he's a matzo man. He's gotta be a matzo man. He's a matzo man.
Maybe we could do a little hi ba boy ba boys up there,
he's
huh?
He's a matzo
man. Ah! I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. Why should I have a suffering fever when it isn't even a suffering? I'm a starry and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Ah, but why should I have a suffering fever, or when I know it isn't a suffering? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I have yet to meet. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. Ah, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way, and I know, I know it isn't a suffering. Ah, but it might have. Well, be my ears, well, be it might as well be a suffering. It could be winter, summer, autumn, almost any other thing. So it might as well be a suffering.
When I look back through life, I find lots of memories remain. Certain days stay in my mind and keep running through my brain. I remember the day that Italy swam the channel, what a splash! I remember the Wall Street crash, or when Winslow first shouted flash. But there's one day that I recall, though it was years ago. All my life I will remember it, I know. I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book. It's a shame I don't recall the name of the book. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book. I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again. Ah, literature. There's nothing like sitting home nights at the fireplace with a pipe, a dog, and a good book at your feet. But if you walk into my house, you'll see loads of books. And believing it out there just for appearance, I press an awful lot of butterflies. My literary appetite is stupendous. They don't write them quick enough for me. The book of the month didn't come out fast enough, so I read the book of the week. The book of the week didn't come out fast enough, so I read the book of the day. The book of the hour, the book of the minute, but that wasn't even fast enough. So far this week, I've read 6 books that haven't been written yet. But I'm not confined to home reading. I once spent 2 weeks in a library. I would have been out of there sooner, but I buried my nose in a book and forgot which book I buried it in. A dilemma. Why, on the first page of this book, they printed the author's name, and right underneath it was his private phone number. Copyright 1939. But I'm going to send it back. I've been dialing that number for 4 months, and nobody's answered. It wasn't the Encyclopedia Britannia. It wasn't Forever Umbriago. It was a book that was 3,857 pages thick. And I'm glad I took it. It fits perfectly under the short leg of my pool table. It wasn't a history. I know because it had no plot, it wasn't a mystery. Because nobody there got shot the day I read a book. I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again. Yes, one of these days I'm gonna do it again.
The Laughing Trumpet, taken from the 1923 Oka Records 78, a classic novelty recording in the history of comedy records and novelty records. A famous, famous track that has been covered a few times since 1923. Steve Allen did his interpretation in the late 50s. This recording was also turned into a wonderful cartoon directed by Tex Avery in 1955. Using this exact same recording we just heard, and the laughers are credited as Al Weston and Irene Young. No information about them. The Laughing Trumpet. Before that, we heard some other old-timey comedy, Jimmy Durante, and The Day I Read a Book, taken off a 1951 MGM 10-inch called Jimmy Durante in Person. Before that, we listened to Jerry Colonna and his exaggerated Italian dialect, which is so absurd. It isn't even really a dialect at all. It's just an exaggerated voice. There in that track he was singing It Might As Well Be Spring, off his 1953 Decca Records 10-inch Music for Screaming. And Jerry Colonna was in several Bob Hope movies and accompanied Bob Hope on several USO tours. They were, I don't want to say comedy partners, but Jerry Colonna was sort of like the sidekick, and he was a very popular sidekick on Bob Hope's old radio show, which was his claim to fame. Before that, we heard some Yiddish-themed tracks. A song called Matzah Man by the Yiddish People, off a Rhino Records sampler from 1979 called Circus Royale, which was a sequel to a previous Rhino Records LP called Rhino Royale. And I don't have a lot of information for you about the Yiddish People. This is when Rhino Records was still in its infancy, and a lot of the people who were involved in marketing the records and in charge of the company were a lot of the same people who were making the album. So I imagine it was probably some Rhino staffers going in disguise doing the Yiddish People. Before that, we heard a lo-fi stand-up comedian named Emil Cohen. And according to the cover of this record, he is America's foremost American Jewish humorist. And as we heard, he performs the setups to his jokes in English and the punchlines in Yiddish. Brilliant. Sounds like the laughter and applause was dubbed in too. Some crappy, crappy Yiddish comedy from Emil Cohen. For that, we started off the whole set with Mickey Katz and two songs, Sound Down, Sound Off, and Kiss of Meyer. Two Yiddish-themed novelty tunes off his very first LP, Mickey Katz and His Orchestra, on Capitol Records in 1954. You're listening to Laugh Tracks on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and the Generation Exploitation Podcast on the Internet. We'll be right back. on the Delphi label. And drag race and hot rod music is really the same as surf music, instrumental surf music. No real difference other than the fact sometimes they would include, oh, kind of motors. Anyways, we're winding down here for this episode of Laugh Tracks, and what we're going to do now is play some records that were not intended to be funny, but unintentionally are. We're going to listen to something by a guy named John G. Croft with Al's Dynamics to start. This is a song about communism.
An old pink mole, halfway slunk into a hole.
I'm a mole, I can't see.
You know that old pink mole was dead, had a hole in its head.
I can't see, I'm a mole.
And he looked so dismayed as he lifted his head to say,
no mole can't see.
Don't blame me, I couldn't see. It was those other guys, born with a pair of eyes.
You see, a mole can't see.
And so I shuffled along on the White House lawn, and where a tree once was, there were some pure white doves. You know those pure white doves were dead. They had holes in their heads. Each one looked oh so sad, but not one was mad. They said, don't look at us. We never fuss. Our method was to wait. Now don't you pity me in Washington, D.C. after World War III, where the White House used to be.
Iron and steel helped our country grow from a series of small clearings in the wilderness to the great industrial nation it is today. Our country helped the iron and steel business grow from crude ironworks to the gigantic industry it is today. Let's see how. The earliest settlers were able to survive in the strange new country where they landed because they brought iron tools and weapons with them. This gave them immediate superiority over the Indians, who nowhere in the Americas had learned the simple art of making iron, which had been known in Europe and Asia for about 3,000 years.
That is an LP, once included with a film strip, obviously, titled America Grows Through Steel and Ore. Rather condescending towards the Native Americans, it seems. They being referred to on this record as not being able to grasp simple arts, nor able to battle with so-called European superiority, as mentioned on this record. Pretty crazy stuff. This LP, I believe, is from 1960. Before that, we listened to The Great Red Rat, a bizarre Cold War garage rock ditty about post-America communism. Bizarre. Not much more I can say about that. And at the start of the show, I promised a composition by Joe Raposo. Now it's time to deliver. This is not just a song composed by Joe Raposo, but the song itself is sung by Morgan Freeman from the original Electric Company soundtrack album. Here is The Easy Reader.
Look out.
Well, if it isn't Easy Reader.
Hey, Easy Reader, that's my name.
Going easy, sugar?
Hey, listen, I need something cool to drink. Give me a bottle of that Dr. Delight.
You got it.
Dr. Delight. 8 fluid ounces. Contains natural and artificial flavoring. Caramel coloring. Maltose, dextrose, and 0.1% of benzoate of soda as a preservative. Ha! Heavy! Lixie, I'm going to see you later, am I?
I don't want to break up your day, sugar, but are you not going to drink that Dr. Delight?
No, honey, I don't want to drink that stuff. I just want to read it, you dig?
Oh, get on out of here. Whew, that's easy.
Right on. I groove on all the words around. As long as they are written down. Oh yeah. Reading's heavy, reading's tough. I just don't seem to get enough. Oh. Easy Reader, that's my name. I'm a reading man, and it's words I seek. Every word I see, I just gotta speak. I'm a first-class genuine reading freak. Woo! Oh, Easy Reader, that's my name. Cooling it now.
Hello, my name is Michael Morgan, and welcome to Canadian Top 40, the weekly countdown of the 40 best-selling records in Canada. Our chart is based upon the most comprehensive summary of the contemporary Canadian music scene, the RPM 100. This week, CTF features a Canadian band which has the honor of gold awards on all of its albums and a platinum award on one. But more about that later. Five new entries this week, including one song that has jumped straight into our 40 this week at number 15.
Canadian Top 40!
At number 40, the first of our new entries, and a song that is clearly guaranteed to make its mark right at the top of our charts in the weeks to come. It's called Top of the World, from a very successful team, Karen and Richard Carpenter. Originally called Spectrum back in 68, they joined forces with Herb Alpert's A&M label in 69 and scored a million seller with Close to You. The rest is history. For the Carpenters, the hits just seem to keep on coming.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Night is a love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Coming up in our first hour, another new entry from a Canadian group whose leader was the co-author of such great hits as These Eyes and American Woman.
Canadian Top 40.
Dennis the Menace and Joey for Dairy Queen.
Hey, Joey, let's go to Dairy Queen for a DQ Sunday. But we don't have no money.
Let's all go to the Dairy Queen. It's not delicious, Dairy Queen.
Canadian Top 40.
At number 35 this week and on its way down, ex-James Gang member Joe Walsh. And what must be the funkiest sound on our countdown, Rocky Mountain Way. Joe's second and latest album, by the way, surely deserves some kind of award for the most striking title of the year so far. The smoker you drink, the player you get.
Excuse me, you've heard the group Kansas, haven't you?
I heard them on the radio.
Do they sound like anybody else to you?
I think so. I think that some of what I heard sounded like Yes and a little bit like Procol Harum.
No, not anybody that I can think of. They're just a normal rock group with a good sound and a good beat in all their songs.
Would you buy that record?
Yeah, I would, if I had the money.
Yeah, I think they sound a little bit like the Straubs, and definitely got a sound like King Crimson. You remember King Crimson, don't you?
Just about everybody could line up 10, 20 people in a row that know our music and ask each one of them, and almost each one of them would say something different, you know, if they couldn't hear the guy next to them. Like, inevitably, they would end up saying ELP and Yes, but some people say Allman Brothers, Marshall Tucker. I mean, it gets so out of hand, you know, and then when I try to compare us to somebody, it's really, really difficult, and you may hear a little bit of this and that, but generally, I don't think, you know, you can really compare us to any kind of music. I don't know of any kind of music that's being played that is that similar to ours.
That's Robbie Steinhardt of Kansas.
This foolish game.
All right, we're set to carry on now with round two. Valerie, which one do you want, A or B?
B again.
Beige.
She didn't match anyone in the first round, so that means everybody plays in the second round. The big bad wolf said, I just came from a house where this old lady had the biggest blank I ever saw.
I read it wrong. Hold everything.
Stop. You could have fooled us.
No, you read it brilliantly.
There was an S on the blank.
Say it again.
I said biggest blank in it. This old lady had the biggest blanks I ever saw. I said blank at first.
The big bad wolf said that?
Yes. The big bad wolf said, I just came from a house where this old lady had the biggest blanks I ever saw. Hello, darling.
How are you? Would you write something on the card?
Enjoying the fun. Oh, you did. You did it already. Good for you.
This one came to you.
Just like that. You're familiar with the big bad wolf, are you? All right. Okay. All right. Come on, Charles. Finish. The music. Valerie, the big bad wolf said, I just came from a house where this old lady had the biggest blanks I ever saw.
Boobs.
And we're back on Laugh Tracks. That was a clip from the game show The Match Game. The voice of Gene Rayburn as the host and some very, very funky music in the background there before the clip from the game show The Match Game. We heard a promo from a group called Burns Media, all about the 1970s prog rock band Kansas, and this LP was sent out to radio stations in the hope that they would play it, sort of a promotion, a tie-in for the band Kansas to rock stations. This is sort of the equivalent of an infomercial today, but for radio and for the wanky band Kansas. Before that, we heard another record that was intended for play by and on radio stations, a record that wasn't meant to be taken out of the context it was originally intended for. Canadian Top 40, a relic from the late 1970s. This record is, again, another promotional LP, one-sided, that would have been sent to radio stations across Canada in the hopes that the station it was sent to would pick it up, a syndicated pre-produced show, and to sell to various sponsors. I guess the group that put together the show would get a cut. That's it for this week on Laugh Tracks. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, here every single Thursday night starting at 11 p.m. and on the internet, the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Going to leave you now with a little bit of Moms Mabley, one of the great, great comedians of all time. But not doing stand-up. Here she is, singing Sunny.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and you really ease the pain. The dark days are gone, the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so blue. Sunshine bouquet, sunny. Thank you for that love that you brought my way. I know you gave me your all in all, and now I'm feeling 10 feet tall. Sunny, one so blue, I love you. I love you. Ah,
you know mommy loves.
Big G, little O, go with the goodness of Cheerios, but not for long. I take my new anti-Cheerios gun and hold up this Cheerio, then Simon says, go, O! The hole is gone. It looks like a tiddlywink. Now people won't eat Cheerios for Cheerios muscles. They'll have no power instead of go power.
Oh, underdog, Simon Bar Sinister has invented a new gun and is on his way to the Cheerios factory to take the O's out of Cheerios.
No need to fear. Underdog is here. It's hip, hip, and away I go.
Did Underdog arrive in time to save the Cheerios? Or did Simon turn them into tiddlywinks? Buy a box of Cheerios and see.